So in other words, is that someone is not interested in reapplying. Do they have any choice, or they have the options?
Katie Walpole, for the record, if someone does not want to continue to serve, they do not have to do anything. They just will not be considered by the county commission. And you don't need to, essentially, since the term is ending, you don't have to submit a resignation letter or anything. It would be acknowledged that the term is ending. You're welcome to send a letter saying that you don't want to continue, but it's not necessary.
Tuan Pham again, the second question that I have is that our term, we have almost no resource whatsoever that provided by the county. And my suggestion is that somehow that if the second term, if you want them to be successful, I think that at least that the county need to provide at least some resources for us to do the job. One of that is, I think that we should have at least an office at the county. If you have any room there, maybe that, you know, supposed to be available. I mean, you know, we would think that it would be a great idea to have at least some places for the community to get in touch with, or maybe come down to present whatever the issues with the commissions. Second part of it is that probably this is something that I wanted to see, that seek for your directions. If we would like to propose anything as far as getting some resources, where do we go to get help? And would you be able to give us some directions how to get those? Thank you.
Katie Walpole, for the record. Thank you, Tuan, for the questions. I wrote everything down. Unfortunately, I cannot give you an answer tonight, but we will follow up. In terms of space, that would go through our facilities department, and there is a process. I'm sure you're all familiar with how government operates and the red tape. So I will pass that along. And then in terms of specific resources that you'd be interested from the county, we would need to probably explore that at a later date, trying to understand what those specific resources would be. I'm not at liberty to unfortunately spend money, but just understanding what those specific resources would be in addition to the space requests. But again, I'm not gonna not get back to you. It is on my list to follow up with. I just can't give an answer tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone else who wants to ask a question?
Hi, Katie. Gloria, for the record. Hey, Katie.
Hi, Gloria.
Is it something where they would have to meet monthly, or could it be something more like quarterly instead of every month? Or will those things change, or how does that work?
Sure. Katie Walpole, for the record. Thank you, Gloria. The terms of meeting monthly is set in county code, and so that would be on the table for the county commission to consider, to leave it monthly, move quarterly. I don't know if you would want to go beyond quarterly. At least every 3 months seems. We do have a couple of other advisory boards throughout the county that do meet every quarter. So it is something that can be considered by the county commission.
Thank you.
No problem.
Hi, this is Arun. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Just a quick question. So when will the application process start again? Do you have any timelines right now? Or
Katie Walpole, for the record, thank you for your question. I don't have a timeline at the moment. As soon as we, so what's going to happen after tonight is I'm going to compile all your notes that I've been taking into a document for my supervisor, in addition to Commissioner Segerbroom. I know his staff is on, but I also want to give my notes over as well, and to begin the discussion of modifying the ordinance to continue on. And then, so what would happen, for everyone's knowledge, is it would be a 3 public meeting process for the ordinance to change if the commission will continue. What we have is called a discussion agenda item, so that all 7 county commissioners can say, hey, you know, this is something we'd like to move forward with, or we wanted to explore this. This happened, if you are familiar with our county commission meetings, we have discussion items on almost every meeting. Commissioner Cedarbloom's staff can certainly attest to that. And then from there, your ordinance would be, the ordinance would be introduced at a meeting, and then a public hearing would be set. And at that time, once the ordinance is introduced, you'd be welcome to submit public comment. And then you would also be welcome to speak at the public hearing. The public hearing would be where the ordinance would be considered for a vote. And then from there, if the ordinance, if the commission does continue, as we, I know you all expect it to continue, but whatever the county commission decides, if it does continue, after that, the application process would open. So we are coming into May, and so the earliest the public hearing could be would be the first meeting in June for the county commission, which I believe is June 1st, actually, but don't quote me on that. So it, again, I think Emily touched on it. As soon as we have kind of the understanding of what's going to happen at the county commission level, that information will be shared with all of you. Does that answer your question for now? Okay.
Katie, it's Gloria again.
Hello, Gloria.
So my question is, the things that, the ideas that they have for their duties, is there a timeline as to when you would like those things to be presented to you?
Thank you, Gloria. Katie Walpole, for the record, you took my closing statement, Gloria. So I was going to say, if there aren't any other questions, I'm going to leave my email in the chat so that everyone can copy it down. But if you're on your phone and you can't see the chat, feel free to ask Emily or Gloria, or again, send their material, your ideas to them. But I would say within the next week or week and a half, if you have ideas, please let us know. Just as we continue those conversations, we want to make sure we have everything to review in addition to the notes I took tonight. So, but yeah, so feel free to send it within the next week, and I'm going to enter my work email in the chat once I'm done chatting.
And I'm going to say, for those of you who send stuff to Commissioner Cedarbloom, please copy myself or B or Emily on it, because just because you send it to him doesn't mean he's got to read it.
Well, if there aren't any other questions, I just want to say thank you guys again. I know I thank you guys at the beginning, but thank you guys for all your hard work and for being here and continuing on to meet during a global pandemic that none of us thought we'd be in. And again, if you have additional comments that you, in addition to what was said tonight, or something that you didn't want to say during the meeting, but you do want to express the concerns, or you come up with qualifications for what board members should be, please let us know. We're open to all the discussion. And again, for those questions that I wasn't able to answer, they're on my list to follow up. And of course, we will ensure that all of you are stay in the loop on what's going to happen in terms of a timeline. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Katie. Okay. That was a really good informational item for tonight. So we go on to the next one, which is the general business. And in a general business, we will be discussing hosting the virtual resource conference, which is required by section 3.64.040 of the Clark County Code, and direct staff accordingly. And this is for possible action. We can start the discussion first by reminding you that we have scheduled the resource conference on May 21, 2021, so next month. And we also have provided timelines for this, which we will also discuss. May I actually give the floor to our program director, Craig Valdez? So Craig, you might want to start. I know you have things to tell us.
Yeah, hi everyone. So as you all know, we are hosting the resource conference on May 21st. The first order of business has been to share the resource conference to members of the community so that organizations are able to participate in the conference. At least from what I gathered during my discussion with Tuan and, you know, and Team Margie earlier this week, is that as of right now, and we originally set the deadline for organizations who are interested in either providing a resource or providing community engagement, the number of organizations that we have signed up to participate in this event is a shockingly low number. It is 7, I believe. And so my ask for all of the commissioners tonight on this call, and as we wrap up our term as commissioners on this commission, and very much in the same way that we reached out to organizations to fill out the survey for our report, is that I ask you to re-engage with those organizations that you have reached out to and that you've connected with to please sign up for the resource conference. Either as an organization that provides services to the AAPI community, or as an organization that promotes cultural awareness and community engagement. I think that it's an embarrassment if we don't have a lot of organizations who sign up for this. And at the end of the day, I think that it's sort of disappointing, right? We are, as an organization and as a group, we're very different from one another. We are categorized as Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, Pacific Islanders, Middle Easterns, right? But we are also very much different. Our cultures are different. Our languages are different. And how we celebrate is different. And if we're going to stand in front of cameras or in a group of people and say that, you know, the Asian community is the fastest growing community in Nevada, and they make up 10% or 11% of the population, and are a force to be reckoned with and are the next wave of folks to voters to appeal to, whatever talking point we have, right? If we can't even organize a large group of organizations to serve our community, to provide resources, which is ultimately the reason why we're hosting this resource conference, then I think that it's hard for us to even make that claim if we can't organize them appropriately. And so again, my ask to every single commissioner on this call is to please share the resource conference to organizations that you are connected to personally, and even organizations that you don't work with. I'll give you an example, right? I am not a student at UNLV, but I do know there's an organization on there, the Filipino American Student Association, who I think would be great for at least engaging with the youth component of this resource conference. And so I have made the ask for that organization, FASA at UNLV, to present at this conference, at least through the engagement side, because even though they are a student organization, they bring value to this community. And so that is an example that I took. I'm asking each of you to do the same with organizations that you are connected to please sign up. I don't know actually, Auntie Margie or Tuan, if the link, the interest form link, was shared out.
It was.
It was shared out. Okay.
Yeah.
If it needs to be bumped up again, so it's at the top of your inbox, please ask Auntie Margie or Tuan for that information to be shared again. But this is my plea, right? If we want to end our term, you know, with a bang, and for this event to be successful, my ask is to please invite organizations to have something prepared and to present for the conference. I understand that the biggest thing or the biggest barrier or challenge that we have at least discussed so far, right, is the ability or the access to film a pre-recorded video for the conference. But, you know, at the very least, if you are in need of assistance, or know an organization that is in need of assistance, please let you know, Margie or Tuan know, or myself know, and we can figure out a way to make this as accessible as possible. I think one of the biggest barriers is definitely language. There is a big language barrier, but we do want to, again, provide the opportunity for folks to present. And I see that to a group of people who are well-connected in this community, each and every one of us separately on our own, is connected to various members of the community, various communities, as you know, overall, and they know who we are and the work that we do. And so my ask is for you to, that one way to give back, right, is to tell them either attend or participate in the resource conference. So Auntie Margie and Tuan, if you can share that link one more time, I think that would be helpful.
Yeah.
So that way we have broad representation, right? Not just the Chinese community, not just the Filipino community, but the, you know, the South Asian community, the Korean community, the Vietnamese community, right? We need all sectors, all members of our community to provide, to attend and to participate. I know that Auntie Dorinda has done extensive outreach with the Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander community. So I think that there's, you know, many ways for us to be involved. And I think that is my plea. That is like my ask for all of you today. That being said, I believe we've extended the interest form deadline by a week. I believe we're closing it next week on Monday. Is that right?
No, beyond that.
I believe it's next week. Yeah. Or next Wednesday. It was either Monday or Wednesday of next week.
Yeah, it's not Monday. I know it's later because it's
later. Yeah. Okay. So you have a week, right? Like, you know, if it's a simple text, it's as simple as, you know, sharing the link and telling your friends or organizations, hey, the community commission is hosting a conference. Please sign up to participate. Here's the link. If they are like, what is the conference about? Tell them to click on the link. There's information on there, right? And you can also feel free to tell them. So that's the update that I have. Again, we do have it split up into three different sections. Auntie Margie and Tuan are leading the government section. We have Sunny, who's leading the resource section. And then we have Auntie Dorinda and Arlene, who are leading the engagement section. And I'll turn it back over to you, Madam Chair, to share more details. Okay.
Thank you very much, Craig. And, you know, each one of us belong or even lead actually an organization. You could have your own organization and other organizations in your community that you could reach out to. I know you, you know, and that should be easy enough for each one of us. So anyway, I know some of you, actually a few of you have asked me about, you know, what they need to do. And I think this is it. This is the one where you could actually participate, since we do not have enough tasks to provide you. So then maybe this is it, organizations, your organization and other organizations in your community, reach out, let one to three or even more participate in our resource conference. Now, for the government resource, which is segment one after
Madam
the
Chair, Madam Chair, Madam Chair, can I add something here? And sure, I want to update something.
Go ahead.
First of all, thank you so much, Craig. I think that what you have said, I think that it's very embarrassing if we can't get enough people to participate. I mean, we have 11% of the populations here in the state. And if we could not get, I mean, you know, 20 or 30 organizations to participate, it is so embarrassing. However, having said that, I wanted to update that, you know, right now, as I see it, there's 13 response. The issue that when I speak to people, I think that there is a confusion between community resource and engagement. So our role, when we speak to people that we're trying to get them or invite them to participate, we should clarify that what is the community resource and what they do, or what they need to do during the conference, and what is the engagement need to do. So I think one of the things that I see that people are lacking is that they don't have the resource to doing the video. And I think that is one of the issues. However, if you tell them that, you know, you don't even have to have a, you know, a video crew to film the video, what you could do is, if you have pictures in the past, you can put it into a PowerPoint presentations, and you can use that as part of the presentations. And you know, with PowerPoints, I think everyone, probably most of the people who have any organizations, probably there's someone that be able to use the PowerPoint. If you can put together the pictures and you know some of the things that you want to say on the PowerPoint, and you just let it run, I think it is probably the best way to do it if they don't have the resource to do the video. So hopefully that every one of us need to reach out probably 3 or 4 organizations, and hopefully we're gonna get 2 or 3. So that is our pledge to all of you. Please working it out. I mean, trying to lobby it and make a lot of phone calls. Hopefully that we're gonna end the terms with at least some success. So hopefully that you know, we're gonna put ourselves to work for the next week and get additional people to participate. Thank you so much.
Juan, can we please read who we have so far?
Yes. We have so far, we have Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance of Nevada, which is APALA Nevada. I have to go slow though, because I have to, every time I have to go back. The second one is Asian Community Development Council, which is ACDC, that's VDOC organizations. And the next one is, the Voice of Vegas, which is the Vietnamese community. Next one is ACRC, which is Asian Community Resource Center. Next one is Asian Pacific Islander Council. Next one is Bamboo Bridges. And the next one is APIC, which is Asian Pacific Islander Council.
Yeah, you mentioned.
And the next one is American Vietnamese Chamber of Commerce. Last but not least, Las Vegas Korean American Associations. So that's the 13th of them.
And I entered my
Asian Chamber
organization too, my Asian Chamber there.
Oh yeah, yeah, the Asian Chamber is number one. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
I thought of you going to say something, so that's why I skipped it. Sorry. Sorry, Sunny.
Okay, Duan, this is Dorinda Burnett. Do you have the Las Vegas Hawaiian Civic Club in there? Because they submitted some time ago. She submitted the Google Docs form directly.
Okay. Hey, Tuan, can you add the Korean American Chamber of Commerce?
Tuan, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Basically, I don't see it though here though.
This is Arlene Mark Tiprock. Thai Culture Foundation should be there as well too.
What's the name?
The Thai community is also here. The Thai community, I don't see the Hawaiian.
After the forms were issued, she submitted it within 3 days.
Do you know the email address? I don't.
Well, no, she submitted it directly back on the Google Docs form.
Doreen, okay, hang on.
It was on the Google
Docs. Yeah, I'm sorry. Form. Yeah, Las Vegas Hawaiian Civic Club. Yes, it's in there.
This is Rika. Tuan or Craig or somebody, I'll submit two organizations tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Rika.
Rika, until you submit it, it's not going to show up. So, you know, if you tell us here, we wouldn't be able to put it in. So they need to go on online and submit the forms.
Okay, I'll do it. Well, I'm affiliated with both organizations, so I'll do it tomorrow. But I gotta find the form. I think Dorinda sent out the last one, so I'll find it and submit.
Okay, Tuan, amongst the ones that you mentioned, because not all of them some are resource organization and others are community engagement organizations. So I believe on the part of the resource organizations, looks like they're almost filled up because they only have a few to get. Sunny, you only need to have 12, right? Maximum of 12.
Yeah, maximum 12.
Yeah. So it can even be lower than 12, could be 10. Okay. So maximum of 12. So I think that you're getting close to filling that up. It is the other one, the community engagement, that needs a lot of, needs a lot of more organizations to fill in, to be in there. Because, I know the issue is some people, some organizations, they do not have the capacity to create a presentation or produce a presentation, which is either a video or a PowerPoint. And I know they can reach out to us, and I know we could help them. But actually, it's so easy if they have pictures, you know, because this is more of promoting culture, promoting the community. So if they have pictures of their events, you know, that can be put together, you know, and maybe the name of the organization, who are the officers there, and then show their activities in photos. So that right away is already a presentation, and you don't need a long presentation, because I know what we're trying to do is actually a maximum of like 2 to 3 minutes only. 3 minutes is still long, you know, so even 2 minutes is fine. So, and there's no Q&A during that segment. So what Dorinda will do, Dorinda and Arlene will do, is actually put all these presentations together and just have an extravaganza of a presentation of the different organizations. So right now I'm seeing a few, like the Hawaiian Civic Club. That is a community engagement organization. So I'm sure a lot of you, like, I don't know, Sharifa is not here, but you know, she herself has at least 2 organizations in the Afghan community. And so I know each one of us has an organization, you know, that you belong to or you even lead. So thank you.
Gloria, is it possible that I can share the screen? So at least that, you know, we have some, live pictures that, you know, that all the organizations that shows, and also there's some charts in there. Is it possible that we can share the that I can share the screen?
Tuan, this is Emily Nallen for the record. I just made you a presenter, so be able to.
All right. Okay. Wonderful. All right. Can you see my screen?
Yes, sir. I can.
Okay. So basically, here's all the organizations here. Oh, I should read it here, this instead of go back in and now. So again, Las Vegas Asian Chamber of Commerce, Las Vegas Hawaiian Civic Club, Thai Culture Foundations, Asian Community Resource Center, Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance, Nevada, Asian Community Development Council, the Voice of Vegas, Asian Community Resource Center, Asian Pacific Islander Council, Bamboo Bridges, Asian Pacific Islander Council, American Vietnamese Chamber of Commerce, and Las Vegas Korean American Associations. And here is the breakdown as we see the chart. 69% are community resource and 30% is community engagement. And basically, this is the people who register in the back.
So, I think you have two ACRCs in the list, Asian Community Resource Center came twice.
No, Asian.
Yeah,
they have. Yes.
Yeah, ACRC is counted twice. So at this moment, we have 12 organizations.
So what we could do is we actually, we'd be able to delete one.
I can do it, Tuan. I was able to, the form automatically can turn into a spreadsheet, and you can see the timestamps of when every person submitted. So I can delete the ACRC one right now.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Divya. I've got a couple of questions. For those organizations that may not be able to submit video, are there opportunities for them to have a representative attend the event and talk about the organization?
Oh, okay. There you go.
May I answer that? I believe for the community resource, yes. Because on the community resource organization, they actually, with 12 organizations, they have 5 minutes each. So it's actually a presentation and a live representative during the resource conference to be there to answer questions. But then the moderator needs, of course, to be there to make sure that we are not bombarded with all the, no, we can be bombarded with questions, but because of the time, probably they can only answer a couple of questions. So, but yes, for the community resource, yes, a live person should be there in virtually live. I believe you also have a question on the government resource government resources. For government resources, actually, it's filled up. It's according to Beatrice, for government resources segment, that is they're all already committed. So that means we don't have to talk to anyone anymore. It's based on the needs that we actually, the top three needs. We were asked during the last meeting on what we think are the priority needs. And based on that, it came up with the top three. And those top three needs, like social services is only the county who has it. So we don't need to ask, city of Las Vegas or any other city about it, because it's only the county who has it. Now, the other need is the business licensing and permit. And I know that is the county and a couple of other cities. And they already have committed. So that means they will be there. They will be participating. And also the last one is economic development. So that too have been already, there's already commitment for whoever needs to present. So on the government resources, it's done. Now, they also need to have a pre-recorded presentation plus Q&A. So there should there will also be a live representative to be there during the resource conference. Now, does anybody else need?
I actually have one comment about that. It seems like, I mean, at least at the congressional level, there are a host of services that the congressional offices can provide to the community, regardless of ethnicity, but they could directly benefit our AAPI community as well. And it seems like a missing piece of the government portion of things, especially when it comes to federal benefits. I mean, I'll just take a point of privilege here from at least like from our office, we get a lot of questions about access to Social Security benefits, access to like IRS, you know, information about the IRS, veterans benefits. All of those things are very relevant benefits that we should be talking about to our Asian community that doesn't typically get to hear about this information. So is that something that we're thinking about including?
Yes, sure. And so we'll include that in our next Monday meeting with Beatrice. So we'll update you on that.
Okay. And it doesn't have to be where all of the offices come and have an opportunity to present. Maybe it could be a comprehensive presentation because all of the offices, you know, offer the same exact service or resource to the community. So there shouldn't be a duplication of efforts, just rather like a blanketed presentation.
Okay. Thank you, Divya. Yeah, we'll update you on that after our meeting on Monday.
Okay, thank you.
Margie, I'd like to clarify about the community engagement portion.
Uh-huh.
Correct me if I am incorrect, that I thought we could do it as video or yes. We could do it as a live video. Say, for instance, we have an organization that, okay, I'll use myself as an example. I make lace. I have various videos of me making lace. That would be a community engagement video. Now, if someone else within your specific communities has a specialty that they're doing, it's cultural. All you do is take a video of it, gang. Use your phone, take a video of it. If you want to do a voiceover on it, the limit is about 2.5 minutes because we need to go ahead and submit these to the county so that the program flows smoothly. So in that third area there, community engagement, we have an opportunity to showcase 20 different cultural experiences. If we set it within those parameters of 2.5 to 3 minutes, you know who the artisans are in your community. Get in touch with them. Pull out your smartphone. Take a video of them and submit that. As an artisan for Nevada Arts Council, that's what I do. And it's a qualified video because nowadays our smartphones have such a large capacity of pixels that it's almost professional. But if you are hindered by this PowerPoint presentation that you need to submit, by all means, it would be good to do it that way, but then do not limit yourself because you won't have that that capability. Use your own smartphone and get it done. And it's important because I could go out in my Hawaiian community and get 12, but I don't because ours is just a small, minute portion. I would rather showcase you guys. They see us in our coconut bras and our shaking skirts, you know, all the time. But they don't see you guys, right, Sunny? So by all means, please provide the community engagement portion because we don't know what your community does.
Thanks, Dorinda.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Dorinda. Yeah. You know, what you describe is something like what a vlogger does, right? Something like what, yeah. So going back to the run of show, okay. So we start at 3 o'clock. Now, at 3 o'clock, there will be just a really 1 minute quick introduction by me and Tuan. Okay, that's live. Then a pre-recorded national anthem will be played. And then a pre-recorded welcome video. Now, that is a total of five minutes. It's because half of it is us. So this is the reason why we have scheduled the 23rd, this coming Friday, from 5 to 6 p.m., we will have a video and photo shoot of us in our costumes. Think already of a greeting or welcome in 1 to 3 words in our native tongue. So it will be in different languages, AAPL language, and then in different costumes. So it is this coming Friday. Please be there because we have invited, I know Tuan invited people to, you know, to shoot. I was also trying to invite another person to do the shoot, photo and video shoot. And we did it. And it was 4 p.m., but we changed it to 5 because some people are working. So we'll wait for them when they get off work so they can go there. So just come in your, either you wear your costume already or bring it with you and wear them there. I'm not sure how that, the stage, you know, if that place has a dressing room or something, but the thing is the building is closed. So we will just do an outdoor thing. So make sure you already know what to say. Just one word. If you say either like aloha, that's one word. Okay. So if you want to say beyond that, just 3 words. Okay. So 1 to 3 words in a different language, in your own native language. So after that would be the seven members of the board of commission, wherein I will provide the script and it will be divided by 7. So it will be what they will say will be provided to them. So all in all 15 of us with the welcome and the greeting, then the 7 commissioners. So we have a total of 5 minutes. And that is already pre-recorded. So almost everything is pre-recorded so that there will be more control. It will be a lot easier. You know, technically it will be a lot easier. A lot easier to manage and run. And then after that welcome video, we have 2 minutes. So we could give, actually it's supposed to be Tuan, myself, and Commissioner Sigerbloom, but we have told Beatrice we can actually give that time to the commissioner because it's very short, it's just 2 minutes. So we can actually give that to him so he could mention about the creation of the commission. Okay. And so after that will be the first segment, which is government resources. That's 3:10 p.m. So we have 1 hour, 3:10 to 4:10, and then a break, 4:10 to 4:15. So 5 minutes break. And that is also pre-recorded, meaning it's a cultural entertainment number, and that is also recorded. Okay. And then 4:15 to 5:15 will be the second segment, which is community resources. So that's again maximum of 12 organizations with 5 minutes each. Or it can be more, but less time. Okay. And then 5:15, we have that second break. The second break is another cultural performance, another cultural entertainment number. Again, recorded. Pre-recorded. Now, 5:20 to 6:20 is the last segment, which is community engagement. So that is a maximum of 20 organizations. So that is hopefully where everybody can now contribute, you know, their own community organizations or the organization that you belong to or lead. And then the last one at 6:20 would be 6:20, 6:25 will be the closing remarks, and that would be that's also pre-recorded, and that will be done by our program director, Craig. Okay, so that's it. That's that will be the run of the show. Is there anything else? Anybody would like to add?
Marge, this is Jeannie. I know you you mentioned about we should all bring our own custom. The Korean custom is the only wear that, number one, I don't even have one. And number two, they only wear at the wedding or a funeral. So that's not something that, you know, we normally just don't wear Korean custom, you know? It's at a wedding or a funeral, one or the other. You know, and besides, I don't even have one. So, I mean, I'll be there on Friday, but I just don't have any Korean custom to wear.
I don't know. Is there like, what do you call that? Like a simple version or a short version of an elaborate costume? Like maybe a top or, I don't know. Not the whole elaborate costume, but maybe I know we can do it for a Filipino costume. We can do it. There's like a full one and there's a simple one, you know. So I don't know if that's also something that's with the Koreans.
I don't know. Unfortunately, I don't own any.
Okay, so we'll see how it can be done.
Everybody wear different type of costume? I mean, are they wearing all different clothes rather than just ordinary clothes? I mean, is it something that's absolutely mandatory that people have to wear different costume to represent their own country?
Yes. So we want to, plus the different language, we just say welcome. How about like a headdress or accessories? Like wearing something nice, like an evening, formal evening wear, and then with Korean accessories or something that, you know, that
would represent. Jenny, if you don't have one, I don't think that, you know, we're not going to make you to buy one, though. But I think that probably if you have a flag, a Korean flag, you just bring it with you. And, you know, that probably would solve the problem. So, you know, they can identify that which country that you're from. So, you know, I guess that is the solutions. If you don't have any custom, you know, use the flag and, you know, have the flag with you. With the regular problems.
Thank you, Tuan. That's a great suggestion.
That's a great suggestion, but unfortunately, I don't have Korean flags either, you know? So anyway, I look around and see what I can bring, something to kind of represent the Korean symbol, you know? Something. But I just don't have any, you know?
Okay. So you're going, you'll be there, right, Jeannie?
Yes, 5:00 on Friday.
Okay. If anybody has a Korean flag or was a friend with a Korean flag, please.
Let me see if I can locate at least a flag or something to represent the Korean community. Yes, I'll bring one.
Okay.
If you don't find anything, you can maybe print a picture from the internet and put in a cloth or something. If you definitely can't find anything.
Or myself is a Korean.
Yeah, just wear something, you know, nice, like an evening wear, nice, you know, like a long dress, and then, yeah.
So. Long dress? Oh, I don't know about long dress. I don't, you know, I don't have a long dress either.
So anyway.
But anyway, I bring okay. something.
It's okay, like, something. Especially a piece of, you know, a piece of something. So is anybody else have a problem for Friday, or are we on? We're good for Friday. So that's 5 to 6 p.m. And that will be at the outdoor theater, where the stage is. So that's
Margie,
where we would. Uh-huh.
This is Rika. I told you already, I'm out of town.
Yes, yes. Okay. You mentioned that. We'll figure out how it can be done. So, because I know all this video taken of us will be put together. So
we'll I'm working on it.
Yeah. So maybe you could already do yours before you even leave. You could, as what Dorinda said, you can use your phone camera to, you know, to shoot a video. Okay. Is there any question? Any other thing? As far as the resource conference is concerned, otherwise we'll proceed to the next one. Okay, so the next one would be discuss conducting a feasibility study regarding the development of a cultural center as required by section 3.64.040 of the Clark County Code for possible action. Okay. The person in charge, the commissioner in charge of this is Pastor Alan Malari.
Yes.
And, you know, before you speak, I would like to say thank you so much for, you know, for doing this. You're our main man for the feasibility study, with, of course, assistance of our vice chair, Tuan. And so the floor is yours, Pastor Alan. Could you update us about on the feasibility study?
Yeah, Pastor Alan Malari here. And yes, we actually it's almost done, and I have the figures and the narration and the content. I just need a few bullet points from Sunny, and which I need your help on that. Remember, I sent you a copy of the bullet points and also Tuan, a little bit of more of that wordings that I asked for you, and from there we're ready to go, and we're be able to launch it or show it to you guys, and then make it beautiful from there.
Okay.
Well, okay. Pastor, I wanted to add something. I mean, you know, you did a wonderful job, Pastor. I suppose they have it done last weekend, but unfortunately, that I have some guests coming in, so it's ruined it. But I promise that we're gonna get it done.
Yeah. Same here. Thank you.
There you go. Go ahead.
Dorinda Burnett, I would like to put it on the floor then, because I believe Beatrice was very specific. We need to, as commissioners, vote to approve this so we can present it at the resource conference. Is that correct?
Okay.
That was my understanding. Or as Pastor Ellen, you could not present. So I think that is probably the most critical part of this portion regarding the feasibility study. All of us as commissioners need to vote on that. Emily or Gloria, can you validate that?
Dorinda, I think that, you know, we're not going to presenting that.
Yeah, we're not. We're not presenting it. We're definitely not presenting it. We had a meeting last Monday, and it's already discussed. So that means it will definitely not be presented at the resource conference. But we will need to vote on it in our next meeting in May, because we cannot submit that unless we or us, our commission, will have to approve it, and then it will be submitted to the BCC.
So, I wanted to add it on. The BCC need no approval. They're not
going to vote. Submission only. So submission only. Yeah.
So there will be no presentation by Pastor Allen for his tedious hard work that he put into this feasibility study. Is that what you're saying?
It will be on its own because it will be presented and submitted to the Board of Commissioners. So by itself, so it is on its own. So that means the resource conference is what we have discussed, but the feasibility study is another duty that we must fulfill, and definitely that needs to be approved first by us, by our commission in the next meeting, and then after that it will be submitted to the BCC, just like what happened with the report wherein we submitted that to them and we were there to present it, and you know. And so it's going to be the same thing for this one.
So okay, then what will be the time frame after? I mean, will we get an approval before our commission ends? I mean, you know, what would be the action, I guess, is what I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, so we approve it by our next meeting.
All right.
And which is May.
I get that, Margie. What I'm saying is, when it goes to the commissioners, will we get a feedback from them? Will we get an approval, disapproval, amendments? You know, what would be the outcome of this? That's my question.
Yeah, I think Emily Nolan might help, because I know for the board, that's the schedule of the board is, you know, is something that you would know.
Yeah, so I would, Emily Nolan, for the record, I would need to check in on that. So, Dorinda, if you just want to send me a quick email on that, that would be great. And that way I can follow up and make sure I get you the correct answer.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Just have no problem.
I believe that what it is that when we submit it and they look it over, and that is part of the records, and they're going to follow up on it. That's up to them. So basically, we're going to have to presenting it like last one that we have. We make some suggestions, and they are still working on it. And you know, one of the things that I press very, very hard, which is the liaison, and I think that they are still considering it. Same thing with the feasibility study, and I think according to my casual conversations with the commissioners, Siegelblum, I think he will be following up and he will try to make it happen. You know, but that's the BCC things, though. I don't think that we have any input on it. We just have to present it to them, and they will be working on it.
Yeah, just like what happened. Thank you, Tuan. And just like what happened with the report, we just have to present it to them, and they will accept it, you know, from us.
Yeah, and again, Emily Nolan, for the record, I just want to make sure that I know what is preferred for presentation. So again, just send me a quick email, and I'll follow up on that, and that shouldn't be a problem getting an answer for you guys.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. It's not a problem.
Okay. So is there, thank you very much, Pastor Allen. And so is there any other thing that we need to discuss about it? Otherwise, we go on to the next one. Discuss the commission's fundraising efforts. As of the moment, I don't think we have any activity for that one. Do you have anything? Sunny?
No, not at the moment. There's really no need for it at the moment.
Thank you.
I also wanted to add it on to this, though. I think that as the as I mentioned, that we have some casual conversations with Commissioner Siegelblum, and basically he said that, you know, we don't even need to have any fundraising, because if they're accepting our feasibility study, he's going to work on it and probably get some funding or whatever that, you know, they're going to decide to do after. So at the moment, I don't think that we need to do any fundraising at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So which means after we submit that, everything already rests on their hands. So, yeah. Okay. Is there any other thing? Okay, so we're good. So we go to the next one, comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items relevant to the commission's jurisdiction. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Actually, no, just raise your hand. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the commission wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair of the commission by majority vote. If you, does anybody wishes to speak?
Yeah, my name is Tuan Pham, P-H-A-M is the last name. Just one more thing that I wanted to, ask every one of us that to make sure that we have a successful terms that will be ended after this. So please at least call 2 or 3 organizations that you know and explain to them how important it is for them to be part of the conference, because this is our voice, our Asian voice here. So please, if you some time and asking maybe 2 or 3, you're gonna get at least one. So hopefully that we should be able to get enough people to participate. So, and that is our voice. We should, we should be proud to be represented by, by all of us. So hopefully that would be something that everyone gonna put it and working on it. I know that everyone is very busy, but if you only take 15, 20 minutes, and just making some phone call, I'm sure that you're going to get at least 1 or 2. Thank you.
Thank you, Tuan. Anyone else?
Yes. Hi, Margie. Vivian Arallo for the record. I just wanted to share a couple of resources that might be important to get it out to our respective community members. One is FEMA just announced a little while ago that they have a special pot of funding that's available to the community, particularly to assist with funeral expenses for those who may have passed away as a result of COVID-19. It's quite a bit of money that's available. So if we're coming across community members who are looking for financial support to cover those expenses, that's a resource that's available, and I'm happy to send information about that so we can distribute it. Another thing is the Small Business Administration. They have been coming up with various COVID relief programs that's available to the small businesses in our communities. And I know members of the commission are very actively participating in outreach efforts to get this information out, but I wanted to just mention again, specifically the restaurant revitalization fund that's open right now for restaurants to take advantage of. It's important to note that this isn't a loan. This is essentially a grant program almost. It's basically like applying for, qualified pot of money that you don't need to pay back to the government, right? If you qualify, if you meet certain expectations. So definitely want to make sure our Asian community gets to hear about these resources so they can also apply and get some of the monies that may have been lost during the pandemic. So I'm happy to share any additional information, or if you have any questions, I can answer them too now.
Thank you, Divya. So thank you, Divya. Anybody else? Okay. Let me continue with this. If you would like to provide a written general public comment on an item not appearing on this agenda, but within the general jurisdiction of this body, please submit your comments via email to emily.nolin@clarkcountynv.gov before 4 o'clock p.m. of the day of the meeting. Please include your name, address, and your comment. comments will not be read into the record, but will be included as backup materials for the record. All comments received will be compiled into a document and shared with members of the public body, meeting attendees, and on the public body's website. Our next meeting is May 12, 2021. The meeting is now adjourned. Have a good evening, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Gloria. Thank you, Emily.
Everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Okay. Have a good one. Good night.
Good night.
See you Friday. Thank you.